This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. France has suspended 3,000 healthcare workers who were not inoculated with a COVID-19 vaccine by a government-mandated September 15th deadline. Health Minister Olivier Véran said several dozen of the country's 2.7 million health workers opted to resign rather than receive the inoculation against the coronavirus. The health minister said most suspended employees worked in support services, while a few doctors and nurses were among the suspended. Tens of thousands of health workers were unvaccinated in July when President Emmanuel Macron announced the September 15th deadline to have at least one shot of a vaccine. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center said early Friday that France has reported more than 7 million cases of COVID and more than 116,000 COVID deaths. Italian workers in both the public and private sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15th under a decree adopted Thursday by the Premier Mario Draghi. It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. Any workers who fails to present a valid pass will be suspended or no pay, but cannot be fired. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a job, but most political parties and the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further economic lockdowns. Via remote, this is VOA News. Britain's National Health Service began rolling out COVID-19 booster vaccines on Thursday in England and Wales. The campaign is aimed at giving over 50s, frontline health and social care workers, and vulnerable people aged between 16 and 49, a third jab to provide further protection as winter approaches. The United Kingdom currently has just over 66% of its population fully vaccinated and had 7.3 million confirmed cases of COVID, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The Chinese embassy in Australia rejected on Friday unfounded accusations against China made by the defense and foreign ministers of Australia and their U.S. counterparts after annual talks in Washington. The two countries, in a statement after Australia and U.S. ministerial consultations, expressed concern over China's expansive maritime claims in the South China Sea that are without legal basis, and stated their intention to strengthen ties with their critical partner, Taiwan. The comments from Australia and the United States came a day after they announced a submarine deal as part of a security partnership that includes Britain, which China denounced as intensifying a regional arms race. A group of leading Haiti-based diplomats met with Prime Minister Ariel Henry and said it backed his efforts to solve the country's political crisis and an apparent vote of confidence as he faces accusations of links to the slaying of President Jovenel Moïse. A public prosecutor said on Friday that phone calls records show Henry had spoken twice with the suspected mastermind behind Moïse's killing just hours after it took place on July 7. Henry, who denies he had anything to do with the murder this week, fired the prosecutor, who had sought to have him charged as a suspect, as well as the justice minister. Henry, a political moderate, has not publicly addressed the phone calls. He has dismissed the accusations as politically motivated. Several judicial officials working on the investigation into Moïse's slaying went into hiding after saying they received death threats, while the original judge assigned to the case recused himself. And China and France reacted angrily to an agreement between the U.S. and the United Kingdom to help Australia develop the nuclear-powered submarines, prompting the White House on Thursday to try to smooth over tensions. The agreement is part of a new security pact known as the AUKUS. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.